You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
Your scorching takes right now, and we're getting them. We've got a couple of buttes already on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on Sirius XM Channel 80. Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson in for Chris Canty today. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's your Dr. Pepper call-in line, and we've got a few of you lined up already. We had one last hour just a few minutes ago, Amber, that was truly a scorcher. And that was that the Giants will win the NFC East. According to Caesars Sportsbook right now, the Giants are plus 850 to win the division. They are the fourth choice out of four teams to win the NFC East at this point.
What is the Commanders?
They're plus 750.
Wow.
Washington has a better chance to win the division than the Giants.
Wow, that I could understand thinking that the Giants are going to finish above the Washington Commanders. I have a really hard time past that conversation. Yeah. I just can't put them in the same conversation as the Cowboys or the Eagles.
Let me ask you this. When you have a scorcher, is it important that you back it up? Like, would you wager on a scorcher if you had one?
If you truly believe it, then go all in.
Yes, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. The problem is there's no way to really bet on Brady kind of fading toward the end of the year.
Oh, I bet there is. I bet there's somewhere, right? Like there's some strange bet that you could make. Like when does Brady, does Brady miss a post? Well, I mean, I guess you could bet on the Bucks to miss the postseason, but is Brady going to retire mid-season? What are you going to see from Brady? Are Brady's numbers going to be significantly down? There's probably some bets out there that you could make. You need to make it. Carlin, you said it.
I want to find head-to-head so that I could pick the Jets to have the better record than the Patriots. I would absolutely bet that. I absolutely would. So we'll see if we can find out some of those. But these scorchers that we're going to take from you right now, have some guts. When we're done, a couple of bucks behind it. How about Jeremy in Pennsylvania up next on ESPN Radio? Jeremy, break out the flamethrower. What do you got?
All right, guys, here we go. We got the matches ready. The flame is hot. All right, we got the Jets going 10-7. Zach Wilson has a resurgent year. Braxton Berrios becomes a Pro Bowler.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wow.
Ooh. Was he already a Pro Bowler as a returner? I don't know if he's going to become
a Pro Bowler as a receiver.
As a receiver. They're scorching and there's really going over the edge. That's not too far off from it. You know, the Zach Wilson thing is very, very interesting. And just a few minutes ago, maybe we got a little bit of clarification because it started to come up, Amber, that maybe it wasn't going to be week 3, that it might be sooner. So Robert Saleh, who appears on the Michael Kay Show in New York on 98.7 ESPN in New York, as we said, on the Michael Kay Show just a little bit ago, addressed the very topic of Wilson and his availability.
All right, so are you going to go by the decision of discretion is the better part of valor, and it's better to sit him down and just have Joe Flacco play the game, or if he is in fact ready, that you want him out there?
Yeah, I'm going to stand by what we talked about. You know, it's if he feels 100% and everything checks out, he's going to play. So all depends on tomorrow.
Wow. Wow. It's sooner than I thought. And listen, people heal differently. The important thing to me in there, though, that you heard is if he feels 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you shouldn't screw around with it.
It still felt a little non-committal, right? Because the key is, how is he going to feel? And you don't want to, there's no purpose of rolling him out there if he's not 100%.
Next up, Edward in Oklahoma. Edward, your scorcher, go.
My scorcher, you ready for this? Because you're going to need to call the fire department. After 4 or 5 games, Tom Brady, for whatever reason, retires.
Wow. Wow. See, listen, as much as I think it'll, like I said, I think it's going to, his interest in it is going to wane later in the year, just in terms of winning being that important to him. I don't think he would ever quit on a team in the middle of the season.
Yes, Tom Brady is absolutely not a quitter. And there's no other way that that narrative would be spun other than him doing that. I mean, absent something, you know, catastrophic happening
right.
here.
Right.
But if it's just the sorts of rumors that have been swirling out there right now, it's just Tom Brady kind of maybe feeling like, hey, maybe I should have hung it up during those 40 days that I did hang it up. He's still not going to quit on his team in that scenario. He's not a quitter, and he's not going to want his legacy, the greatest of the sport, then the legacy takes a turn at the very end and we quit on our team in year 23. No.
No, I don't see that either. How about Matt in Georgia next on ESPN Radio? Matt, give us your absolutely burning hot take.
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Pretty good. So it's three parts. The Saints will win the NFC South. The Saints will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. And famous Jameis Winston will win league MVP.
Wow. Bart said last week that Jameis Winston was going to win MVP. So
I heard that from a few people. I wish this was just a take exclusive to Matt, right? But
yeah.
For some reason, people are really high. I mean, Joe Fortenbaugh has the Saints in the Super Bowl. I think Bart Scott had the Saints in the Super Bowl at one point. Keyshawn Johnson also, given his nephew, but still.
Yes.
Keyshawn also. So this seems like the fad hot take, if you will, right? Like the trendy hot take is to expect more from the Saints than we're supposed to expect, but then it's just kind of led everybody to expect things from the Saints, and I ain't one of them.
Yeah, neither am I. I have never been trendy in my entire life, and that's not hard to figure out.
Why start now, Carlin?
Alice in Pittsburgh. Next, Alice, what's your hot take?
Hi. My hot take is that I think Mike Tomlin is going to talk Mike Munchak into coming back and helping to fix our O-line, which is the weakest link right now. And I think the Steelers are going to win the AFC North and surprise everybody. We've
if
got
you had
great
a few bucks,
offense right now.
Who's going to be your quarterback when you do it?
I put it. Yeah. I think Kenny Pickett, actually. I think Mitch Trubisky will go in for a few games, but I think eventually Kenny Pickett will finish the season. And I think that Najee Harris is going to probably run for over 1,000 yards, even though that O-line is bad right now. I think they're going to fix the O-line. And I really am thinking Mike Munchak will be back.
What? Would you bet on them right now?
I would bet on them right now.
Plus 1,100 to win the division.
I'm going to Vegas at the end of the month, so we'll see. I'm going to Vegas on September 25th.
All right. Well, listen.
Be smart with your money, Alice. I'm not sure that is the smart play, but I appreciate you. Listen, you always
put
your.
I'm going to dial it back on the Steelers, sir.
Well, it's fun to put your money where your fanfare is, right? Where
yes,
your fandom
absolutely
is.
It is.
So from
but
that perspective, maybe money
too.
Well spent. But it's probably a losing proposition for Alice. I just have a heart. I mean, listen. It, like you said, Mike Tomlin, you're like, finally, it's their time. They're going to have a losing season. This is you as a Steelers fan saying this. It's not like we're saying that they're going to be awful, but
it just has to do with the fact that they're going to be, it's going to be Trubisky and Pickett back and forth, and I can't expect Pickett to be amazing when he shows up and gets on the field for the first time. I just can't. It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Up next, each day this week, we are previewing two divisions in football as we get to the full slate of games on Sunday. Up next, the NFC West. Is Trey Lance the real deal, or when is he gone by? Meaning, when is he benched by? We'll tell you in moments. Amber Wilson in for Chris Canty. Chris Carlin, ESPN Radio. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
We are knocking on the door, 48 hours away. The NFL season about set to begin. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, Sirius XM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson in for Canty today. As the season approaches, we are previewing two divisions each day. Earlier today, we did the AFC East because the Bills will be playing on Thursday night against an NFC West team in the world champion Los Angeles Rams. So right now, we preview the NFC West. I'm going to start at the bottom, Amber.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this about the Seattle Seahawks. Their quarterback options are Geno Smith and Drew Lock.
Say it ain't so.
I don't know if you know this either. Geno Smith and Drew Lock have something in common. They're both not good at football. I think that's a problem.
A problem or an opportunity here, Chris Carlin? Because I don't know if the goal...
Look at you, ever the optimist. An opportunity.
There may be an opportunity in this next upcoming draft to shore up that quarterback position, and it seems exactly like that is what the Seattle Seahawks are focused on. It's not like they're completely void of talent by any means. They didn't rip it all the way down to the studs like the Chicago Bears did, but that quarterback position is paramount. They were obviously willing to move on from Russell Wilson, move into a different era. That era hasn't started yet. It ain't this season. Drew Lock ain't it. Geno Smith ain't it. This is going to be rough sledding here for the Seattle Seahawks.
It's a problem. It's a problem. You know, an intriguing team to me, Amber, is the Arizona Cardinals. And I don't know what to think. Are they good or are they not? Or are they a team on the rise? They just gave Kyler Murray his contract. Do I feel like they're headed in the right direction? I really have a massive indifference about what the Cardinals are right now because I don't know that I should fully believe in them yet, given the fact that you have the other two teams in the division that you do between the 49ers and the Rams. But also, they've improved each of the first 2 years, but are they a good football team or not?
Is Cliff Kingsbury a good coach? Is Kyler Murray an elite quarterback?
It's rare that you would ask these questions for a team that continually improved under them.
They have continually improved under Kingsbury. They made the playoffs for the first time since 2015 last season. They started the season 7-0. I mean, at that point in the season, Carlin, we were talking about this team being a true Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
But then the wheels fell off. And we know how that season ended up finishing. And the big question, of course, with this team, with this quarterback, with this coaching staff, is how they finish. And can they finish? I don't know what to do with this Cardinals team either, frankly. I don't have any more clarity than you have. I am really interested to watch this team this season. The other two teams we haven't gotten to in this division yet are a little bit easier for me to assess.
Yeah, I mean, just one last thought on the Cardinals. Like, offensively, look at it, right? We're talking about DeAndre Hopkins is suspended, and we don't know if he's still a great player or not. He certainly showed signs of fading. You don't know about Marquise Brown. I don't think he's that good. I thought he was okay at best in Baltimore. A.J. Green is 150 years old. Zach Ertz is 152 years old. So what are they going to be this year? It doesn't feel like they have that sense of dynamic outside of Kyler Murray and maybe some James Conner. Then we go to the 49ers. And the 49ers, of course, we know what the biggest story around San Francisco is, and that's the quarterback situation with Trey Lance. Let's actually just put that aside for a second. Because Lance and Garoppolo, either way, you're going to have, I would say, a representative starting quarterback if Lance can't play well. Because Garoppolo, at the very least, we know you're capable of winning with him. I look at the 49ers defense, and boy, I like it a lot. I think the 49ers have a chance to win a lot of games because of their defense.
Yeah, I think everybody likes this 49ers defense, right? And presumably they're about to work out this extension with Nick Bosa and get that shored up. Everybody likes this defense. Everybody, I think, likes the weapons on this offense as well. That question is going to come down to Trey Lance. Trey Lance doesn't, we keep talking about it. Trey Lance doesn't have to be Patrick Mahomes, right? Trey Lance just has to be Jimmy Garoppolo. And so the bar isn't set out of reach by any means, even for a quarterback as inexperienced as Trey Lance is as a starter in the NFL. He has to be able to be a game manager, though. He has to be able to fit into that system. I'll be interested to see what Shanahan can do there with his dual threat ability. It feels like they're set up for success, but I don't know what to expect from Trey Lance because we haven't seen much of it.
As we have said, if you're the 49ers, come out of the gates hot because you've got six games to do some damage. It's a little tougher in the middle of it, but after that, from week seven on for the 49ers, it gets really, really tough. Just to give you a quick look at what that is, from week seven on, Kansas City at the Rams, Chargers, Arizona, New Orleans, Miami, Tampa. That's where that run ends in early December. I mean, that is a tough, tough stretch for the 49ers after the first six. Yes, Denver and the Rams are in there, but so are Chicago, Seattle, Carolina, and Atlanta. Get out of the gate at least 4-2, if not 5-1. And then it's the Rams. And it's about Matthew Stafford's elbow. It is. But the Rams have done some good things, Amber, in getting better at some spots where they needed some help. I love the Bobby Wagner signing. Absolutely love it. Can't get enough of it. I think people are sleeping on Allen Robinson. He's not Odell Beckham, but Odell may join that team later this year. I'm not going to be stunned if that happens midseason.
I would expect, actually, maybe not midseason, but late season, which is all they need OBJ for, right, is really the postseason. I mean, you're talking about a defending Super Bowl champ. It felt like things kind of lined up perfectly for this team in the postseason last season. Like, there was a little bit of luck on their side. Mm-hmm. I do think, though, like you said, Bobby Wagner, I think a huge addition for them. Of course, Von Miller, a huge loss for this Rams team. Matthew Stafford's elbow, a concern moving forward. He won a Super Bowl working through it last season. Is it going to be viable, though, when he's having to play another 17 plus another postseason run? There's question marks here. This isn't like a slam dunk, hey, defending champ, let's go. They're easily winning this division by any means.
No.
But at the same time, I'm keeping my money probably on them for now.
Yeah, I absolutely am keeping my money on them. And just to give you an idea, I'll pull up what their number is right now, because if I were going to bet on a team that I felt like was the biggest lock to win their division, it's not far off right there. Other than Buffalo, it's not far off. The Rams to win the NFC West, let's see here. The Rams are plus 120, the 49ers plus 160. On Caesar Sportsbook. So the Rams are not that far from being even money to win the division at this point. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. We've got so much more coming your way, including our division previews that are going to continue throughout the course of the week. We've also got Peter King with us tomorrow. But up next, a former MVP is sitting and waiting and wishing for a new contract. That after Amber has this from our friends at FanDuel.
Kick off football season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. When you place your first $5 bet, just sign up with promo code PLAY to get in on the action. You can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code PLAY. Make every moment more with FanDuel, a special official sports book partner of the NFL.
21 plus in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-0STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee, 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yo, check this out from Canty and Carlin.
Nothing breaking so far for Lamar Jackson. His deal apparently far from done with the Ravens right now, as the self-imposed deadline at the start of the season approaching to get a new contract done. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson. She is in for Chris Canty today as his honeymoon continues. Meanwhile, the Lamar Jackson situation is a fascinating one, not just because it is a contract that hasn't gotten done, and that the Ravens have been hesitant to go all the way to the 230 guaranteed that we saw Deshaun Watson get, and we know why. No NFL owner wants that to be the norm. They want that to be the outlier. But there really hasn't been much animosity here, Amber, between these two sides. Listen to this from Dan Graziano this morning on Greeny.
From everything I've been told, the relationship between the player and the team is a good one, that the coach and the GM are in constant communication with Lamar Jackson, not just about what are we looking for in the contract, but football stuff, as John Harbaugh said. They've talked before their press conferences sometimes when they know they're going to be asked about the contract and what are we going to say so we stay on message. So there's a disconnect in terms of the money, the guaranteed money. Right? The Deshaun Watson deal has kind of thrown a lot of things out of whack. But I think each side understands where the other is. And my understanding is Lamar is comfortable taking this into next offseason if that's what it takes to get what he wants.
And it's the right move. It's 100% the right move. I get what everybody will talk about with the concern of the hits that he takes and the kind of quarterback that he is. But Lamar Jackson deserves this money. Amber, I'm picking Lamar Jackson to win the MVP this season. Because it's not just about motivation, but it's about once again showing everybody that he is worth every penny and is somebody that the Baltimore Ravens can win with for the long term. I absolutely believe they want to get a deal done, but everybody's so scared of that Deshaun Watson contract.
He looked like an MVP again last season during that 8-3 start, right? And those six straight wins in close games.
And he gets
looked
banged
like an
up
MVP,
and all the injuries.
And then, then he got banged up. Then that team got decimated. And we know what happened there with the Ravens. So I'm with you. He could go out again. He could look like an MVP again. Maybe the Ravens will be healthy this season. Maybe they'll actually make a postseason run because of it. And then are they handing him $230 million guaranteed dollars? Because I don't know what that changes in terms of the equation for the ownership. And this is why I don't agree with you that it's a smart move, because I just don't know what moves the needle. Like, he already has an MVP on his resume. If he goes out and wins a Super Bowl, are they now handing him that guaranteed money? I guess maybe. But he's already the quarterback who we think is capable of doing just that. he's already one of the more elite quarterbacks in the league. He's already so paramount to the success of this team. We saw what it was like when he wasn't available to this team and when he was injured last season and how the wheels just totally fell off. So if the ownership isn't willing to move now, I just don't know what changes. Why would they budge? Why wouldn't they just franchise him? And why wouldn't they just franchise him again?
Well, the reason to not do that is the effect that it has on the cap. And that if you're going to pay him that much money, if you're going to work out a deal for the long term, you also will get some relief early in that deal. And the Ravens will be very close to winning at that point, right? They're going to have more than enough to work with. If you franchise him and you keep doing that, you don't give yourself any wiggle room whatsoever to bring in other talent around him and really capitalize on having him there. I believe that if Lamar Jackson goes out and has an MVP season, and let's just argue that the Ravens make it to the AFC Championship game, he will get $230 guaranteed. It may not be a deal that ends up being fully guaranteed overall. Like, I mean, that could be a deal that's at $280, $290, $300 at that point. And if it is, maybe $230 of it will be guaranteed. Like, that's the number that if I'm him, I have to get to. It doesn't have to be my entire contract's guaranteed, but that much of it has to be.
I don't think the entire contract's going to be guaranteed. Like, I just think that's a sticking point for not just the Baltimore Ravens ownership, but for NFL everybody. Ownership generally. And we just saw it with Russell Wilson, right, where they're guaranteeing like 60% of his contract, I believe, is guaranteed. It's what the owners are more comfortable with. Now, you might be talking more like 80% guaranteed for Lamar, maybe even something like 90, but I don't think you're going to see 100% guaranteed contract. From the Deshaun perspective, that's an outlier because of the desperation of the Cleveland Browns and the weirdness surrounding that particular situation. The 230 price tag, it's interesting because you're right, there is a world where they could go more like the 245 we saw for Wilson and then give him 230 of that guarantee. Now it's like, all right, well, we haven't fully guaranteed the entire thing, you know? So maybe I guess the Ravens can feel like they got a little something out of these negotiations. But so far, that ownership group has been steadfast. He is not getting Deshaun Watson guaranteed money. That was an outlier. Just because they did it doesn't mean we have to do it. And they haven't budged from their position, and nor has Lamar. It's a really strange situation, though, Carlin, because apparently everybody's getting along, according to Graz. And it's really odd that everybody would just be getting along and rolling into the season. They'd be talking every day when the only place they don't agree is on the numbers. And the numbers is kind of everything when you're talking about contract negotiations.
And the last thing about this, I've heard Bart say this. I heard Chris say this. If people wonder why he's just not signing a deal and trying to get as much as he can right now, guy like this does not come from very much, and he knows what it's like to have nothing, and he's not afraid of it. So it's not like he's ever going back to that life again. Betting on himself is nothing new to a guy like Lamar Jackson. It's Chris Carlin. It's Amber Wilson, Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. And on ESPN Plus, she is in for Chris Canty, who is on his honeymoon as we speak. Oh, up next, the best part of the show. Only if you're interested in making money. If you're not interested in making money, then you're on your own. But up next, it's the play of the night coming up, plus three and out, including some unbelievable sound from the great, and I'm being sarcastic when I say that, Ed Orgeron. It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance.
You can't miss Canty and Carlin, pound for pound, the biggest show on ESPN Radio.
Oh, it's money-making time. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, also on SiriusXM Channel 80. Again, it's money-making time, and you can listen if that's what you're interested in. If you're not, listen, you don't need to listen. You don't need to get out a pen. You don't need to write anything down.
Don't like money.
No.
Tune out.
Yeah. If you don't like money, if you have an adversity to it, I'll even go as far as say if you're a communist.
No.
Hell no.
Then maybe this is not for you. For those that do have interest in making money, well, yes, let's do it.
Time to earn some cash.
The taste of money, the smell of wealth.
It's Carlin's best play of the night.
The taste of money.
Ah, you should still be able to jump on it. The Red Sox Rays. The Rays, my friends, went into this game. They were plus 143. Plus 143 to win at home. They've gone 17-5 in their last 22 games. The Red Sox, they're pitching Rich Hill. At this advanced age of 71 years old, Rich Hill is nothing more than batting practice. My friends, jump on the Tampa Rays tonight. Again, only if you're interested in making money.
Sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes it's the best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is 3 and Out.
All right, Amber, let's get to it. American Francis Tiafoe stunned Rafael Nadal to reach the quarterfinals at the U.S. Open. Let me ask you this question. Does a run by Tiafoe, assuming I'm pronouncing that correctly, get you interested in U.S. Open, or did your interest die like mine did the other night once Serena lost?
I stopped watching once Serena lost, right? But in fairness, I mean, I watched her final match more closely than I'd watched tennis in quite some time.
So did America, Serena, by the way. So 4.8 million viewers Friday night.
Wowzers. I mean, yeah. That's how Serena moves the needle, because she's the greatest, right? I mean, the greatest to ever do it. And witnessing that, the career. We've all grown up in a way. I mean, I'm Serena's age, right? But we've all grown up with Serena Williams in a way. It's just been such a remarkable career to watch, because we've been watching her since she was quite literally a child in that sport. It's a huge loss for tennis. And I don't just mean on the court. Like, it is a huge loss for tennis to not have that player that moves the needle, that gets me, you know, who's a very casual fan from time to time, to actually run to her television set and tune in.
Then, by the way, Margaret Court, who has the singles majors wins record with 24, went after Serena a little bit, said, quote, "Serena, I've admired her as a player." Now, Margaret Court's 80 years old. Mm-hmm. I've admired her as a player. She said this to the Daily Telegraph in Britain, but I don't think she ever has admired me. And so Margaret Court, I think, got a little extra serving of bitter that day.
Well, you're 80, right? I mean, listen, she's 80. I guess, you know, I think by the time you're 80, you just, you know, say what you mean what you say kind of thing. I do wonder, like, is this a little bit of a, hey, she's the greatest, but she hasn't given us, those who became before her, our due respect. There might be some semblance of that. Maybe there hasn't been, you know, Serena Williams is such an idol. I mean, you even saw that from her opponent, with how gracious her opponent was in the loss. Mm-hmm. Maybe,
by the way, that was a clinic in how to be gracious.
I mean, clinic. And maybe here, Court feels like Serena hasn't done enough of that herself.
Well, it was odd that she would choose to say it, but listen. I guess you're right. To each their own. My mom is that age, and there are a lot of things my mom says now that she has no problem doing.
Just
that
let it fly. When you're 80, you're in your 80s, you're like, you know what? I've seen it. I've been here. I've done that. I'm going to just let it fly.
I don't know if you saw this from over the weekend. Uvalde, Texas, the high school, won its first home game of the year in unbelievable fashion. This was Friday night. It happened thanks to a miraculous 51-yard run with 36 seconds to go. If you haven't seen this, the player runs to the left, gets enveloped by about five defenders, and somehow squeaks out of it, and then turns around, changes fields, and runs it all the way down to the field and gets knocked out of bounds with 36 seconds left. And then a go-ahead one-handed TD catch with 12 seconds left to give Uvalde a 34-28 win. It was just an awesome moment for a town that has been through so much awful tragedy this year.
It's what sports does, right? I mean, that's the beauty of sports, is just uplifting a whole community and uplifting a community that has been through such horror is such a cool moment and such a cool play.
And then finally, Ed Orgeron speaking out. He was at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, which was where John Gruden was last week. So it's bring in the fired entertaining coach of the week theme this year, apparently, in the fall. Here is Ed Orgeron talking about how athletic director Scott Woodward handled the situation when he was getting fired by LSU.
I'm so grateful of my time for LSU. Coaches got a shelf. Some coaches got 50 years. Some coaches got 12. Mine was 6. Good. I got to tell you, we had a meeting. Hey, coach, things are not going well. No, Ray Charles can see that, brother. And they were good. And Scott Woodward is a friend of mine today. Really, really, a lot of respect for the way they handled me. Say, coach, you got $17.1 million on your contract. We're going to give it to you. I said, what time you want me to leave? What door you want me out of, brother?
Yeah, that's about right.
I mean, it would be a little bit easier to be fired when on the way out, they're like, oh, by the way, we're paying you $17.1 million.
We're giving you every penny.
Time.
No fight.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah, we're giving you every penny of that. I'm like, all right. When I've been laid off, it went a little differently for me. But that would have been nice.
Yeah, it didn't quite go that way when I got laid off either. No, not quite. Absolutely not. But at least he had a joking and a good spirit about the whole thing. But at $17 million, I would too. You're absolutely right. I'll tell you what, 48 hours away from the start of football, we've got so much more coming this week. Getting ready.
A's are up 3-0.
Check out Canty and Carlin weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.